This is Intersection. I'm Matthew Petty. A few years ago, Brianna Daniel got the idea of using a repurposed food truck to get toiletries and other items to the homeless. Now her non-profit, Street Team Movement, is using refurbished vending machines to distribute these products. Daniel says the three vending machines in Paramore, Soto and in Pine Hills are proving popular. 32 cards have been distributed for people to use at the machines. The items are free, but there's a limit on how many you can take per week. Brianna Daniel, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So the last time I spoke to you was a couple of years ago, and you were in the process of refurbishing an old food truck to help, you know, with your nonprofit, help the folks on the street who are struggling a little bit. And you've now come out with something brand new. Just explain what you've got here in terms of these, I guess we could call them vending machines or that style of thing to help people who are on the streets.
Absolutely. Yeah. The last time we did talk was we were just finishing up our renovations on our food truck that we use to pass out hygiene items to those that were experiencing homelessness in the woods and in further remote areas. And this is honestly just the next level to that. So even when we did the food truck in an attempt to reach more people and get more people the access to hygiene, and we just went along that same vein with the vending machine idea. We wanted to reach more people, but at a more convenient way. So we weren't having to organize events and have people come to us on a certain day or a certain time, which may or may not be convenient for them. This is something that, you know, our homeless friends can access on their own schedule and still get the products that they need.
Mm-hmm. So how does it work?
Yeah, so it's a traditional vending machine. We actually retrofitted it with a pretty neat payment processing system that allows us to issue the homeless community cards, and we call them Hope Cards. And these Hope Cards allow our homeless friends to get two swipes out of the vending machine every week, and it automatically reloads. And we try to group items together in the machine. So, like, one swipe is in a toothpaste and one swipe is in a toothbrush. We try to do it in such a way where, you know, you get a dental kit, you get a razor or a shaving kit, which will come with, you know, multiple items. So you're really getting your swipes worth.
And so what's the response been like? Did you kind of beta test it a little bit before you opened it up, or how did that whole process work?
So we actually started this project in January of 2019. We kind of came with the idea at a really preliminary level. We kind of did some research. We wanted to know, you know, what sort of items can go in the machine as far as, like, just fitting. But as far as, you know, what if we put a machine outside, you know, what sort of items can exist in that machine. So we also went through and tested it on location in July of 2019. Mm-hmm. And we did that for about 60 days. We tested it at a small location in Paramore. We only gave access to about 30 or 40 of our homeless friends for about 3 months. We wanted to see the response would be, which items were popular. We spent a lot of time speaking to those that are going to be using this machine. We asked them, you know, these are the items that we want to put in the machine. You know, is there anything else that needs to go in? Like, what could you really benefit from that we might not even have thought of? So we really worked with the homeless community to, you know, really make a product that's for them, you know, that they're going to be using and really, really take care of it. So the response has been very, very warm, and that's putting it mildly. The homeless community really loves it. They love the idea, and the community at large loves it, and they seem to really gravitate towards the idea.
Mm-hmm. When you were talking to people and asking them, you know, what things they would like to see in a vending machine, what were the surprises, I guess? Or were there some surprises? Like, oh, I didn't think of that before.
Yeah, there's a couple of surprises. One were two things off the top of my head. One was shoelaces. That was something that, you know, people are like, yeah, a lot of people donate shoes, but oftentimes they take the shoelaces out of them.
Wow.
And they don't know why, but, you know, there's a lot of shoe donations that our homeless friends end up getting without shoelaces. And the other thing is a can opener.
Hmm. Yeah, because when you're maybe picking up a food parcel, there may be a lot of canned goods in it.
Exactly. And it doesn't have, you know, a can opener.
Yeah.
So those are the two items I know that are like, yeah, kind of shocking, didn't think about it, but are pursuing putting those in the machines.
Mm-hmm. And then what about sort of keeping them stocked? And are you finding that you're having to restock some things more quickly than others?
Honestly, it's too early to tell. Even at the when we were doing the beta testing, you know, we kept the items fairly generic. So, you know, we know that a dental kit would last, you know, a full month. But things like hand sanitizer, masks, those are probably going to go fairly quickly. Mm-hmm. We do have a 6-in-1 laundry sheet that our friends can bring back in their Hope cart to a laundromat and be able to wash clothes. We know that that's going to be very popular as well. So there's some items that we anticipate having to restock. As a whole, the machine, we don't anticipate having to restock it more than once a month,
mm-hmm.
each machine.
If you're just joining me, my guest is Brianna Daniel. She is the executive director of the Street Team Movement. We're talking about a new project which has just rolled out, which is vending machines stocked with hygiene items for folks who are homeless. Brianna, are you retiring the truck, or is that still going to be kind of part of the suite of services that you provide?
We're going to repurpose the truck. So the truck is now going to be used as a vessel to stock the vending machines.
Thinking about this and sort of reflecting back on where you were when you started, like, is this how you envisaged it rolling out? Because it's quite creative what you're doing.
You know, no, I didn't. If someone would have told me 7 years ago that, like, yeah, this is what you're going to be doing, I would have, you know, I'm like, that doesn't even make sense. But ultimately, you know, the goal is to always look to improve. And this idea came right out of a board meeting where we asked ourselves, you know, what is it that we're doing? What are the issues with what we're doing? And we found that the issues with everything we were doing, when we were providing our laundry services, when we were passing out remedial aid, it came up the same two issues. Mm-hmm. It's not convenient for everyone, which means we're not maximizing the reach
right.
of people. So how can we make it more convenient, and how can we reach more people? So we were asking ourselves those two questions, and then we were looking at what items we had on hand to be able to meet these two things. And we realized that a lady gave us a vending machine and we never used it. So, I was like, all right, spitballing. What if we were to put some hygiene items in this machine? What would happen then? And, you know, as you could imagine, the board table got quiet and everyone was like, I like where you're going, but how would it work? And we spent the better part of 2019 answering that question of how it's going to work. And mm-hmm. I think we got it now.
It seems, and I know that the timing is just kind of serendipitous too, right? But it seems like the ideal way to be helping folks now because of the requirements of social distancing, and maybe, you know, you might be a little reluctant to get out there and be meeting people face to face because of the pandemic. How is that working mm-hmm. out as well?
I mean, honestly, I couldn't have even, yeah, you're right. It's really serendipitous. I couldn't have planned it any better than this. You know, it was a project that when we were going to initially put it out in January, we looked and we were like, man, I don't know how the community is even going to receive this, you know, and that everything with the virus happened. And now it really makes sense. It makes sense to be able to socially distance people, to not create crowds, which is kind of the thing that we were doing. We actually lost. We didn't lose a lot of volunteers. A lot of volunteers they didn't want to leave their homes. They mm-hmm. didn't know what it was, you know, what it was like working with this population, especially during the pandemic, you know?
Sure.
So it really came right on time. The idea that we were nurturing and we were growing and we were working really hard on before we even knew coronavirus existed, you know, really just, it made much, much, much more sense the closer we got to launching it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we're at a moment of change right now too as well. I mean, the pandemic has been very tough on the economy. A lot of people have lost jobs and maybe even more precariously housed than they were before. When you think about what 2021 looks like, do you sort of foresee some challenges there and maybe thinking that you might be serving even more people next year than you were this year?
Yeah, we're already seeing a bit of a demand, a bit of a need already with the amount of calls that we're getting, with the amount of emails that we're always getting, people that are reaching out, you know, and they see that, you know, we are a provider of homeless services, and sometimes they don't, you know, take the time to find out what that means. So we do have, you know, people that have called and have reached out to us, you know, hey, I'm about to get evicted. Hey, my kids are, you know, I just lost my job. What options do you have? You know, so we, mm-hmm. In the summer, you know, we noticed a huge, just a massive influx of people that were genuinely scared. They were not yet homeless, but they knew that with their situation that they were going to be. We had a lot of people calling that were already living out of their car. They left their apartments or their homes or whatever. They knew they couldn't make the payments. They left, and they are actively living out of their cars. And, you know, these are the kind of stories that break our hearts. But and I just feel like, you know, I don't want to sound pessimistic in saying that this is only the beginning, but we know that, you know, there's a lot more where that came from, and we want to be able to help each of those people.
What might the next project be if it's not another vending machine? Do you have some ideas about how you might help a growing population of people who are struggling with poverty and potentially homelessness?
Yes, two things. One, definitely expanding upon the vending machine idea. We do have 5 on hand. So we do fully intend to put all 5 of those out. There's other communities, Tampa and Atlanta, that are actively working with us right now to get this program in their communities, as they're experiencing a lot more people that are homeless and in need of services. So, you know, we do have communities that are looking at what we're doing and wanting to bring this model to their community. The other thing is a solidified system of information, because there's a lot of misinformation and a lot of dated information that's out there. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start and it'll be more so like a web page or a one pager that will circulate, that's going to have every single service, you know, possible that we can get in contact with someone with their updated information, their updated services.
Right.
And that's just going to be our way of reaching out to communities and making sure that, hey, maybe this isn't impacting you the way you think it is. But we want to get that information in the hands of the people that do need it.
Well, Brianna Daniel is the founder and executive director of the nonprofit Street Team Movement. Thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Matthew. I appreciate it.
Support for Intersection comes from Advent Health and from our listeners. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can find us online at wmfe.org/intersection. I'm Matthew Petty. Thanks for listening.